News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it's hump day. Good morning. It's 7:02 in the morning here on August the 12th. Well, you know what? Not to us. There's probably people out there going, oh, God, it's hump day again. You know, oh, it's hump day.
Well, we hope it brings a smile to your face anyway, right?
Right. We're here. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 605-4567. Give us a call. Say good morning. You know, tell us what you're thinking about. Tell us your eyes just opened up to a camel talking
they
about
scraped
it.
Open.
Scraped open right then. And we're streaming live at KCNR.
Been gravel ready.
KCNR1460.com. Well, you've had your coffee this morning.
Well, no, I just am so happy to be here. Currently 65 degrees. If you're just tuning in, we're going to have temperatures around 93. Now, I have to just tell you that we get, a printout of the weather across. I can't let this depress me, but if you look across the forecast, it just says haze. For the next 5 days, it just does, you know, usually it's highs, lows. This is haze straight across. This is what I'm seeing here.
The question is how does the Bob who gets us the weather here, how does he make the paper smell like smoke? I'm almost afraid to ask. How does he make it smell like smoke? Hey, the weather forecast are brought to you by...
Okay, supposed to be high today of 93 with haze. Tonight, hazy with temperatures around 64. Tomorrow, haze with 94. But you know what? We've seen it really quite smoky the other day, and then yesterday cleared up, nicer.
What's beyond haze?
Fog,
right?
Yeah.
Then it goes from haze
to like
fog.
Friday is sunny, according to the forecast. But the weather is brought to you by... Go ahead, Bob.
Haze is generally particulate matter in the air, particularly what's called a PM10 particulate matter smoke. Most of us would like to refer to it, but it's smoke mixed with water droplets, and then fog is just water droplets.
Okay, then what's smoke? Just smoke.
Smoke
huh?
is just particulate just matter that's denser. Haze is a little. Haze is kind of
lighter.
Thin and diffuse. Smoke is like clouds that you can
okay.
see.
Haze is like L.A.
The L.A.
The L.A.
No, well, what's on the coast then? Is that a haze or a fog? Or what's that then?
Now you got me looking.
Okay.
Well, we don't
weather's
want to
brought to you by, I always have to thank our sponsors, Shasta Gas Propane. They are locally owned. I've been thinking about that a lot lately, about locally owned businesses.
Veteran-owned businesses,
Veteran-owned, and they give senior and veteran discounts. So, you know, these are people who are, you know, in the trenches, giving back. Love that. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now, go ahead, Bob. You're still looking on the...
I was just going to tell people who want to look at the current satellite image, the smoke from the wildland fires that are in Trinity County and over in Humboldt County, drifting far out to sea. So, fortunately, drifting away from us this morning when it's been coming over the mountain and just dropping into our laps.
If I can just mention is that 100,000 acres in Trinity County on fire. 100,000 acres. The fires themselves are growing, but the containment of different areas is also growing. But that battle is not even close to being over, plus the other fires. They've got the ones down south above San Francisco. All these fires, the lake fires, all of these are still out there. We have lost 2 firefighters in the battles this year already. Several other injured, homes destroyed, people having to evacuate. Just be careful out there. Just remember is that, make sure you have defensible space around your house. If you're out there in some of these areas that are just on the outskirts of town, make sure that you've got defensible space. I mean, if you go out on Texas Springs Road and out in that area off Placer, where you're at, Bob, I mean, you all could have a fire that rages through there. And, I mean, it would take out, if it got started, it would take out numerous houses where you're at.
There's an idiot on my street who was out using a weed whacker the other afternoon at 2 in the afternoon, driest, hottest part of the day. And I was so tempted to go over there and go, what are you thinking about?
Well, he's not thinking. And they just don't believe, because he said, oh, it's a cord. You know, it's not a metal one. Well, it doesn't make any difference. I think you can still get some kind of sports.
It was just amazing what you do. You know, you get some material wrapped up in that high-speed shaft, and it overheats, and boof, off to the races.
There you go. Okay.
Okay, a couple of things here. The other night, we had some dear friends that invited us over for a belated birthday for Carl. And, of course, you know, his favorite thing, one of us, if not his top, like, what's Carl's favorite dish, which was so wonderful. So it was Southern-themed. It was, we started with ribs, you know, and there was the collard greens. So an apple pie and
cornbread.
Corn on the cob. And it was a chopped-up salad.
Oh, coleslaw.
Coleslaw. Okay, so it was just a tremendous, tremendous outpouring of love. It was just homey dinner. Well, one of the gals that we've been back and forth talking about what a great night it was. So today, I wake up in the morning, I get online, it says, and to have collard greens in pot liquor. Okay, so that's L-I-K-K-E-R.
Now, see, I have had that. I've heard of that.
So what pot liquor? We had to look it up.
But I couldn't tell you exactly what the definition is. So what it is exactly is, Bob?
Collard liquor, also known as pot liquor, is the liquid that is left behind after boiling greens, including collard, mustard, and turnip, sometimes seasoned with salt and pepper, smoked pork or smoked turkey, essential vitamins and minerals.
What it was is when you drink that, it was the first smoothie. And it was invented by African Americans back during slavery times, and people did not know it. But it gave you kind of a tonic for what ailed
all your really good vitamins and minerals.
And you think about that. I have kale.
Nothing goes to waste.
I have kale and spinach and all these other things. I put it into my smoothie in the morning. And that's exactly what it is, except I don't put smoked turkey in there. I'm missing my chance. But a little smoked turkey, a little ham.
So in collard,
that kind of like defeats the purpose of what I'm doing.
So is there ham in collard greens?
Oh, there can be.
Yeah, there can be.
Oh, okay. Well,
she used bacon, I believe.
Ooh. It was so good.
Lori.
When I said pot liquor, I thought maybe she was teasing because you probably licked the bottom of the dish. Nobody was looking.
Thank you very much for that. No.
But the way she spelled the liquor is L-I-K-K-E-R-P. Okay. Two words, pot liquor. So we had to look
pot
it up like,
liquor.
Wait a minute.
Hey. Speaking, and I'm changing the subject. Absolutely, totally. Something happened last night in baseball that has never occurred before in baseball history. Last night, every home team won. The first time in baseball history that on one day, all of the home teams won. So, I mean, yesterday, there's 30 teams, 15 of them won. The closest it ever came was 1914, when 12 teams won in 1914. Imagine that. Yesterday was history in baseball. This America sport. And yesterday, did I hear this on our show today? I may have, but I'm hearing it on our show today. I don't know if you heard it in the news, but. It was absolutely fabulous. I don't follow baseball, but that when something like that happens, you have to let that out. You have to let people know that something happened for the first time in history, and something else is happening for one of the first times in history. We have a in the chat room. Good morning, Dez. Dez is in Amsterdam and has been chatting with us over the last 3 or 4 days, telling us what kind of the big news back in Europe is, which is really interesting. So everybody want to hop in
curious
on the chat room
that.
Right here at KCNR1460.com. Come on back into the chat room and say good morning.
Well, I have a girlfriend that's going to be flying in from Greece, and we're going to be spending 3 or 4 days together. It should be interesting. She lives in Icaria, which is supposedly the oldest living human beings are on this
on average
live on this island and
in Greece.
And so it's just kind of through her love of the man that she's with through the years she's ended up there. Okay, so let's take a break.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, in business over 70 years, and it was their 70th anniversary this year, which kind of explains one of the reasons why they are rated in the top 100 hospitals in the United States for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50. That's right. Shasta Regional Medical Center is that good. Why? Because they treat people well. They are a member of our community. You can't turn around without Shasta Regional Medical Center being there to help people in all different aspects of life in our community. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Let's talk about servers with no classified information on it.
And the debate. I want to talk more about the debate when we get back.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's the 11th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino, starting with an awesome buffet and featuring raffles, bands, dancing, fight games, vendors, and poker hand and joker hand prizes at each stop. Poker hand with a low hand of 250 and a high hand of 500. For pre-registration form and details, visit RedingDogPound.com or call 710-6289. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Dr. Jack Finch, Shasta Regional Hospital, Outlander Creative, Lakeshore Inn and RV, America's Tires, Shasta Athletic Club, AC Guide Service, R&R Meats, Everyday Fitness, CR Gibbs, Crown Motors, Lamb Custom Seats, Outlaw Motorcycle, Sojourn Cellars, Westside Pet Hospital and Boarding, Record Searchlight, California Brewery, Ridge Bay Resort, and Mosley Family Cellars. The 11th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. So why are you sitting there? Come on and ride.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
My favorite. Oh, yeah. This gets me on the floor right here.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Take a note, Carl.
This was always the dance number. Go to the DJ. Play it with Michael Jackson.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:21 in the morning. It's 66 degrees out there, going up quickly. 605-4567 is our phone number. And you can join our chat room here at KCNR1460.com. Dez from Amsterdam is in there. I see Bad Bob's in there. Where are our people this morning? Hop in.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Estate jewelry at its very best. In fact, all the jewelry that Leonard has there is quality jewelry at great prices. Talk to him about things that you like. If you don't see it, ask him, because you know what? He's got a big safe there. And he could probably reach back in there and probably find something you like. Plus, they have the only trained watch repair guy in the whole area at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Across the street from Sierra Gibbs. The big news in Amsterdam right now is a girl was bungee jumping, a Dutch girl, and she jumped in a 40-meter jump. Unfortunately, they told her to jump. Unfortunately, they did not have her fastened to the elastic. Ugh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. You know what? And the thing is, you don't know what's...
Was she pressured into
feeling that
that was the cool thing to do? I mean,
a lot of people bungee jump. But here's the thing is, it's one of those things that you don't know anything's wrong until you hit.
You don't have time to worry
about
it.
You don't have time to worry about it. That's right. So she jumps off. She's gone going, yeah. Boom.
Before you launch off, I wanted to latest car hack information. UC San Diego researchers have found that you can control features on cars of many makes by exploring vulnerabilities in cellular-capable dongles. That's a thing that plugs into the car's computer port.
Dongles?
So somebody could theoretically... This is like out of... There was that movie with Sandra Bullock called The Net, where attacking her through the network. Well, we're there. You could theoretically plug one of these things into many makes of cars and remotely apply the brakes, turn the engine off, blast the radio at full volume, all by sending messages through this cellular capable device.
You have to put it inside.
This requires a physical attachment.
Yeah, see, and that's because when this story first came out, how they could take over, they could hack into your
system. Well, the Chrysler is actually a remote hack, getting in through the cellular system.
Okay.
That's a non-contact hack.
A non-contact hack.
But if the car has a OnStar or similar system, there are no firewalls for these things. And why the engineers who are supposed to be able to think this stuff up didn't say, oh, this might be an exploit that somebody could take advantage of. No, they're too busy rolling out the cool features.
Well, hey, Amnesty International is always talking about, the helping of people and how people are exploited. Well, they came out yesterday in the international conference and voted to say that prostitution says that the darling of this Amnesty International, which is the darling of the non-government human rights movement, has just come out and said that prostitution should be decriminalized, infuriating women's groups who accuse it of essentially characterizing pimping in the buying of sex as a human right. And this is big because, you know, they're talking about saving people and protecting people. And meeting in Dublin, Ireland, the Amnesty International 400-member International Council passed a resolution authorizing the group's board to adopt a policy supporting the full decriminalization of sex work around the world. However, you have to, that they also said nations should still fight against sex trafficking. And you cannot imagine how upset people are about this. The organization did not release the vote count, and they're trying to find that out. But hundreds of women's organizations, human rights and faith-based groups, victims of sexual exploitation and trafficking, medical doctors, actors, and celebrities signed an appeal to AI earlier urging it not to adopt this contentious policy. And the initiative was spearheaded by the Coalition Against Trafficking in Women, which tweeted after the vote expressing its dismay by calling pimping, brothel owning, and sex buying a human right. AI has just lost its right to uphold the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The soul is with the sex trade. Their soul is with the sex trade. So can you imagine? You see, they just have come out and said legalize prostitution. Now, a few weeks ago, we had the owner of seven brothels on the show. And, he, of course, you know, he makes it sound like this is well, it's a great job for girls. And if it's legalized, guess what? They're safe. And they don't have to do it. They can come in here and work in this. They can make lots of money. They can pay off their student loans, blah, 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 blah. And if you look at it, you know, from what it, the way he's painting it, and you look at the Pretty Woman type of movie, oh, yeah. But look at what it is in reality. These are girls that are grabbed. How many of the girls and young boys, young girls and young boys that you see on milk cartons that disappear every year?
For the sex trade.
And they're taken into the sex trade. They're taken to other countries, or they're kept here, or, you know, moved down into Mexico if for the sex trade. Taken, what about, you know, that that women that are forced into it through a variety of means. We've had it here, right here in town. A couple of pimps were arrested, and the women that they were exploiting. Then you get Amnesty International that says, you know, that you know, it looks after human rights, has just said, well, prostitution's okay, but sex trafficking isn't. So what happens if you have a girl that's in there and they ask her, are you okay here? Do you want to do that? And she says, oh yeah, of course I do. I just love this. I love having 25 men climb on me every day. I love that. You know, that's just part of the job. Not realizing, perhaps, or not even taking this next question is, has somebody got a gun up against your head when we're not here? Or are they forcing you into this? Or are there drugs used? Or they have your family? Or whatever it is. And so this is where Amnesty International is. This is where Amnesty International says that prostitution should be legalized. You know, it's not all Pretty Woman and the girls of the Mustang Ranch.
That's just...
You know what? I think in Amsterdam.
Actually, Carl, Dez is not in Amsterdam, but is nearby. That was a presumption, Colonel.
Oh, okay.
I think in all professions...
Not Amsterdam, but she was in there. Well...
Well, Amsterdam would probably, definitely, there's legal prostitution.
She's
legal.
She's in the Netherlands.
Right?
I think it is.
You know,
is
you go
there.
By and yep. You see the girls in the windows.
Yep.
I've not been there before, but there's a district, and that's just everything's
okay.
Legal there.
And
I'm
Munich, and I'm somewhat, the same thing.
I'm somewhat, you know, and I'm kind of ambivalent about this, because I just railed against it. You know, but if that is something a woman chooses to do, and it's her choice... And men, and there's been prostitution forever, I mean, since the, you know, the concept of time, is the, then should there be brothels throughout the United States, as there are in other parts of the world, where girls can work, or women can work, or men can work, and that they are protected in that sense. They're not out on the streets. They're protected. They can leave. You know, they can come in. They can work. They can leave. They make money. They know they support themselves. They support their family. I mean, this is kind of, you know, do we need to get past that part? The sex trafficking part is just horrendous and needs to be stamped out. Legal prostitution. And we're going to get these other people that are really leading the fight against this. Try and get them on the show here soon, the international group.
When we come back from the break, yep. I want to talk about the debate.
All right.
I want to talk about the aftermath of the debate. Also, in the news today, gosh, this is just heartbreaking, especially for the families who had no idea. I'm going to talk about that Mississippi couple who planned their honeymoon to join ISIS. Breaking news on that today. But we do have to take a break here on KCNR 1460. So happy to have you with us here on Hump Day Wednesday morning. 7:29 in the morning. It's currently 66 degrees. We'll be right back after these wonderful sponsors.
Ready Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
I'm just helping. Huh? Wait a minute, here it comes.
Do you feel me?
I love this. I know, I'll stop.
Some really good
Welcome
music.
Welcome back. Oh, Bob, you are just knocking it dead today. It is 7:33 in the morning, 67 degrees out there. Phone lines are 605-4567 up into our chat room here. It's going to be 93 today. Shasta Gas Propane always brings us the weather reports. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Wind River Resort and Casino. Linda is going to be there.
September 3rd.
Singing with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, and it is just packed when you're there, and we have a good time. And
Fantastic.
If you want to come, hey, you want to sit at the table with me? I mean, you don't have to, but if you want to, just give us a call. Give me a call.
It's nice to see our returning faces of friends that come out. Just really, really enjoy it. And people come out and dance and have, you know, the food is really reasonable. Great steak and lobster. And it's
good.
It's a wonderful experience.
Great food.
Great way
food.
To commune.
Really
and
yeah.
I know that some people, that's their big date night.
You can dance.
Love it.
Get there for happy hour. Get those drinks and then have dinner. Dance. Have a great time with
so
us.
So September 3rd, 243-3377.
And you're out of there by 9 o'clock, or somewhere around.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay.
I want to
share a joke that was just passed to me.
Okay.
They say prostitution is the oldest profession out there because it was mentioned in the Bible. Really, the oldest profession is the electrician. Let there be light. And there was light. Who do you think pulled in all the cables?
That's a good one. Hey,
okay.
Let's go. By the flick of a switch, this is a shocking story, but I don't think
talking about electricians.
We are going to. I don't think that. I think this is something that we are going to see more of. And it's let me just share with you. Okay. The story's about two newlyweds on their honeymoon, according to this, the woman allegedly wrote. But in reality, according to a criminal complaint, she and her soon-to-be husband had a far more sinister trip in mind, flying from Mississippi to Europe, then traveling to Syria to join ISIS. Now 20-year-old Jalen Delshon Young and 22-year-old Mohammed Oda Dekala are facing federal charges after authorities arrested them at the Golden Triangle Regional Airport in Columbus, Mississippi over the weekend. They're accused of conspiring and attempting to provide material support and resources to ISIS. Now, if we go further down to in this particular article, court documents detail what federal investigators say were the couple's plan to travel to Syria and join ISIS, as allegedly communicated through social media to the undercover FBI employees over the past several months. Among the allegations, Young wrote to her plans to marry Dekala so the two could travel to Syria together. She confirmed that the wedding took place in June and said the couple's cover story would be that they were flying to Europe on their honeymoon to avoid suspicion. We won't be flying to Istanbul. We will fly to a different country and take a bus. Throughout this article, they all talked about what they could offer ISIS, his expertise in things, her expertise in things. Now, here's the thing that really blows your mind. According to law enforcement officials, Dekala is the son of a local imam. Young is the daughter of a Vicksburg, Mississippi police officer and a recent convert to Islam. Family members did not immediately respond to requests for comment, but they had no clue.
So
the
son's dad was an imam in the local mosque.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, that there's a mosque in Mississippi is kind of strange, but you know this, not really. The daughter was the girl was the daughter of a police officer, and nobody had any idea any of this stuff was going on.
No.
Now here's the question: they started obviously writing on it because the social network is what, you know, is one of the biggest fears that our counterterrorist people have. Because the social network, people can get into it. They can be recruited as they have been. And ISIS is really good about this. ISIS or ISIL is really good about this, how they do this. So when they started corresponding, it wasn't with ISIL. It was with a dummy. Was it with a setup spot? They said the FBI. They were communicating with the FBI. So this was an FBI kind of a sting there?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Now you got to ask the question
it's
going to be interesting to see how all this happened. Now, these two kids, how old they were?
Yes, they're in their 20s.
Okay, well, right, so they weren't children.
No.
And, you know, so the kind of question then the defense is going to
very
say
very wholesome looking. Well, the pictures are very wholesome.
They're Americans. Like, they're American kids.
And
grew
she
up
was
in
an honor student. She's an honor student. And you just, you know, her father and mother are just, can you imagine?
This is the danger of the social. Bob, you know, you this is what you do. You do social media. You've probably got things from all over the world hanging out there. Right now, you've got a new friend in outside Amsterdam. But what I'm saying is social media is, I mean, it's pervasive. It's everywhere, and ISIS uses
it. Yes,
this.
And the bad guys do utilize it. And on one level, I'm just really weirded out that the things like Twitter and Facebook and all that are being constantly surveilled by NSA and all that. However, the other side of the sword is that if it keeps, if we can intervene before we have another 9/11, before we have some version of Boko Haram showing up in downtown Detroit, you know?
Well, you know, and it's true.
What's the trade-off?
Okay, well, there you go. Where is the trade-off? The trade-off is that all your stuff that you have, your emails, your phone calls, your Twitter accounts, your Facebook and all that, is hacked into or is collected by a giant computer that just sucks it up. At least it used to be. I think there's been some changes. But there is no warrant for this. There's nothing that says they can come in and just collect my stuff. I haven't done anything wrong. They still collect my stuff. They collect Linda's. They collect yours. And they're looking at it. And they may not be looking at it, but their computers are looking at it. They're, you know, computers are going through all this stuff. And if there's certain words or certain whatever it is, they're going to take a look at it. But this one looks like it's a site, from what you said, hon.
Well,
was that they were conversing back
and forth. They were, and a message detailed in the complaint. The couple seemed enthusiastic, but also concerned about how training would work once they arrived. DeKalla allegedly wrote in a message to an FBI employee, not knowing it was an FBI employee, "I want to ask about the military experience there. Would I be with people that speak English as well as they do put me with everyone in basic training? I'm excited about coming, but I feel I won't know all that I'll be doing." Young, the woman, allegedly praised the July 16th attacks at military centers in Chattanooga, Tennessee, in which four Marines and a sailor were killed. She said the numbers of supporters are growing, she said in a message according to the complaint. In August, just days before
In August, just before they
began their journey, Young allegedly wrote that it should be easy to make it past security at the Mississippi airport. "We will be flying direct. We live in a small town with a very small, poor airport that doesn't have much, if any, security. That's one U.S. weakness. Small towns, airports have poor funding and less educated staff, so it is easier to get through."
Well, you know what? He's right. You know, how hard is it? How hard is it would be? Because we went down to Stockton. I looked at the Stockton airport. And, you know, how hard is it to get people through that with one guy? Now, it may be, there's ways you can get around it. But when you get into more, you know, of course, the more layers of security you have, the better it is. Everybody knows that. But this whole thing right here, her comments about it's okay for the Marines to be killed, girls or women that actually believe that from the United States need to go live in Afghanistan under this type of government of ISIL or Taliban. You need to go live there, ladies, because I promise you right now, you're not going to like it. They rape 9-year-olds. They have brothels over there for people, for Christian women that they just take, and Muslim women, they take off the streets. They rape them repeatedly, whether their age is 9 or 59, because it is their right under this Islamic jihad that they have over there. They should let this girl go over. Hey, why don't you join the Taliban and see just what exactly is going to happen to you, honey? Just forget about anything that you ever thought of in a life and go live under that type of tyranny, that type of fear, that type of sexual attacks and repression that they have. When I was doing contract work in Baghdad, there was a couple across the street, nice people. He was nice. She was nice. They seemed to get along. One day, out in the street, he takes her and starts slapping her. I'm not talking like little pitty-patty slaps. Whack, whack, out in the street. And it was just, you know, and she was trying to cover up, and he kept slapping her until we stopped it. Oh, and we stopped it. And we did it in such a way that he came running out right after that with more coffee. You know, oh, hey, I don't want to get you guys mad. Well, guess what? That pissed us off. And this lady, this young girl, you need to go live under that for a few days, for a few weeks, or for 2 years. Then tell me this is what type of life that you want. I am just so, you know what, up until then I thought, okay, here's some confused people. Oh, but it's okay to kill Marines just because they're, you know, at a recruiting area. Oh, that's okay. And, oh, let's find out ways we can attack our own town. That's what she was talking about. That's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
How can we attack our own town? And this right there is, this is what's in their minds.
How did you, and you know, the curiosity for me is wondering where the connection began when they started to twist like a bad disease, to twist your brain, to think that, you know, that you want to leave America, go over and help ISIS. The couple described their skills and asked how they could help the terror group's efforts. These are the emails. "I am good with computers, education, and media. DeKalla allegedly wrote in one message to an FBI employee. "What could I contribute?" Young, the woman, also allegedly told an undercover FBI agent that her skills could be useful. "I am skilled in math and chemistry and worked at an analytical lab here on my college campus. My partner is very good with things like computer science, media. We learn very fast, and we'd love to help with giving medical aid."
We're going to take a break. This is at every place, my friends. You know, maybe at this point when they talk about we're gathering information. But when they started, when they sent out their first letter, okay, at that point, everything they did came under a vacuum cleaner to make sure that, you know, to see what they were doing. I still go back to the fact that do we need to collect on everybody? But when you see things like this, and you see it from little town America, and two people that were ready to head over to Syria to be trained in fighting against America. We'll be right back.
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
For the past 17 years, the Chef de Land Trust has served our community by conserving the beauty, character, and diversity of significant lands in far northern California. Working with landowners, partners, and supporters, the Land Trust conserves places that protect water quality and provide wildlife habitat and recreation. This summer, the Land Trust celebrates the acquisition of the Great Shasta Rail Trail, a scenic 80-mile trail that supports local heritage and culture and boosts the economic and social vitality of local communities. The Shasta Land Trust, preserving places people love for future generations to enjoy.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about, a place of grace.
National news with a local view, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. 7:48 in the morning on this hump Wednesday. It's the 12th of August. My goodness, we're already in the middle of the hump of the month. Currently 68 degrees.
Hump of the month.
In fact, we should have a hump in the month. We're going to do some ticket giveaways for the hump of the month.
Well, how do you judge that?
We'll just figure it out. We'll make it up.
Wait a minute. How do you judge what the hump of the month
hump
is?
Hump of the month is
how
middle
do you give
of the
month. How do you give away tickets for saying, hey, in what? Somebody call and say, I've had the hump of the month. Or
no, the
what?
Hump of the month will be the middle of the month, literally the middle of the month.
Well, we're getting close to that.
I know. It's not the hump yet. We're just about at well, 68
yeah.
degrees.
Yeah, it is.
Don't argue with me, Carl. Okay. 93 is going to be high today.
Yes,
we have a hazy forecast for us. Tonight's going to be low of 64. Chief is over here already cracking up. I guess I'm the only one that can really put the colonel in this place. But that's okay.
Oh, I don't know about that.
He doesn't mind it.
Hump of the month.
Thursday morning. He's just like, you didn't think about it, doggone it.
Well, nobody would, on not out loud on the air. Hey, weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business. And you know what they're saying is it's cool, really cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer and hump
that's
of the month.
Correct.
There you go.
That's correct.
They're very Christian.
Sir.
Very Christian. Just keep it up. Give them a call, 365-3793. But how do you judge? Okay.
What? One doesn't have anything
right
to do
now,
with the other.
Right now we could give away two tickets to Turtle Bay.
Yes, we could.
Free tickets
Let's
to Turtle
it.
Bay. In fact, we will.
Let's
right
do
now.
It right now, absolutely. It's a pass to get into the park and enjoy our beautiful museum here. Over 300 acres of just wonderful,
right.
You know, trails and everything. But this will get you also into, I believe, the museum. So you're going to get to check it out. Give us a call, 605-4567. Two tickets for you to go to Turtle Bay. Just check it out. We love our community, and
that's
we
right.
love our museum, Turtle Bay. You will, too.
605-4567. Give us a call, and you get two tickets to Turtle Bay free. Tobacco and Brew brings us this segment of the show. On located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's with not just coffee, but all types of cold drinks, cold coffees, cold anything. There, of course, with beer, wine, and more. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California and a walk-in humidor that is absolutely fabulous. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, another veteran-owned business. In fact, Joe and Shelley just celebrated their 30th anniversary, wedding anniversary. They were married 30 years ago on August the 7th. Great people out there, Tobacco and Brew. I've had a comment come in here. Come on. Carl, stop this. The temptations is getting too significant to not comment on the hump of the month. So, and
we love our chat pack.
And then, come on, Rob, I know you have some good comments. I'm not sure what he's talking about, but all right. Right now I want to talk about, Chief Rob plays with him. He doesn't really start till 8 o'clock, but hey, welcome aboard.
Hello.
We're happy to have you here. I think that we need to.
Nice of you to stop by while you're in town.
Hey, yeah. You know what? There's a couple things that that we did discuss at the break that we're going to need some time about that. That I just love when you come in and you'd like throw some statistics and some other things that are happening. Yeah. But before that, I know you've got some things on your mind.
Well, there's two things. One, Senator Jim Nielsen's going to pay $10,000 for violating California campaign rules. One was for tickets to the Kings game for $1,000. And one was for $9,000 for making too large of a donation to a 2012 assembly candidate. And so, you know, the fines weren't that big. The campaign groups were saying, or the fair practice said that, you know, he cooperated. He and his group cooperated. So, but $10,000 for accepting tickets. And for giving money to another candidate. And I think the way the paper put it was laundering money through a PAC. That was interesting.
I don't know. That does not make me feel good.
Nope. Doesn't make me feel good either.
But he's been nothing but nice to us. We like him.
He has a man that fights for us up here.
Yes.
And that's true. And but you know what? That leads us to my next story here, my next 5 minutes. Clinton. Hillary Clinton. She's turning her servers over finally to the FBI. After the announcement was made that at least two, top secret, sensitive compartmented information emails were found on a server that had no security, that had no crypto on it. Now, put on your army hat here, buddy. And I was worked intelligence and counterintelligence for several years in the Marine Corps. When you start getting into top secret, first of all, it's top secret for a reason. It's above just a regular secret grade, of course. But then when you get into sensitive compartmented information, that means that even if you have a top secret clearance, you've got to have a special one that says SCI on it, which means that now you're opened up to this type of information, and a lot of it has to do with how it's gathered and how it's collected. And some of it is so intense that, and then you get into the need to know. You can have the highest clearances, but not have a need to know about that program, and you don't get briefed in on it. You don't hear it. So when you hear that you've got the Secretary of State having top secret SCI material on her computer and no crypto, what do you think of this? I mean, as just somebody that works with this all the time.
Well, I mean, obviously that's...
And put on your colonel hat today.
Yeah, well, I can't talk about that in my colonel hat. But, you know, obviously, you know, when you have protocols, everybody has to follow those protocols in order to protect the information. If you have one person that doesn't follow those protocols, then you have a leak in that information.
And you have the head person that doesn't do it. And now we're finding out that many of her employees, many of her people on her team were also using their own servers.
I mean, we go through, because we have, you know, a lot of maps and other things from our tours in Iraq and things that we use for training and other things. But we go through them on a continual basis and recheck them and recheck them.
Oh, yeah, we have to declassify, declassify, declassify a lot of times. And, well, and you can spend hours declassifying.
And you have to make sure that, that if it's classified, that it's marked classified and it's locked in a safe.
And not only that, this is how bad it is. I know Bobby wants something to say. This is how bad it was. I was handed a stack of stuff one day. A stack of stuff one day from a senior officer. And he said, I just checked into this new job. He says, when you get a chance, go through this. 2 days later, they do an inspection. And, you know, a security inspection after hours.
Mm-hmm.
They come in there, and one of those papers in there was confidential. And all the stack of papers that he had handed me, that I hadn't even had a chance to look at, was confidential. Well, guess what? Now, I was behind I was working out in the intel area that had a locked door, both ends. The only way you could get in is to have the, you know, have the codes and all this. It was in my office, which was kept locked. But still, it was a piece of confidential material that wasn't locked up in a safe. And the investigation said, this should have been locked up in a safe. Where did you get this? I got this from the colonel. Oh! And so what happened was, I mean, there was, you know, they said that the chance of it having been compromised were zero because of the way other security parts in there. But make sure everything is marked correctly. And I tell you what, any time after that, it was a good learning experience because any time after that I ever got anything, I went through it. But that was just something at a low, low level.
And you're confidential, talking now. Confidentials, yeah, at a very low level. I mean,
yeah, I mean, that could be, you know, that could be a conversation, and I could just mark it.
When you go through information assurance, I mean, our soldiers have to be trained on information assurance and information and operational security on an annual basis just to make sure that they understand how to recognize, you know, confidential, secret, top secret documents, how they're supposed to be stored, and what you can and what you can't do with them.
Careers are ended.
Ended over that.
Great careers. And they come in and they do an after-hours inspection and they find something wrong. And once they get into it, I mean, I've seen people literally resign their commissions that day or after the investigation. You have a choice. Resign your commission. We can go forward with this. You know, you fix it and the people are, you know. Anyway, Bob.
I just want to, well, you know, the Clintons are real big on definitions of words. It all depends on what your definition of sex is.
Yeah.
Definition of top secret, according to Merriam-Webster, I would call that an authoritative source, containing or being information whose unauthorized disclosure could result in exceptionally grave danger to the nation.
Absolutely. And now we get things that are overclassified. That's true, but in this case, when it gets up into the SCI realm, this could be human intelligence. It could be things off satellites. It could be all these different types of things, and they've all got a code word when you get into this. And even saying the code word is classified. And I've seen that code word before in open source media, and it's kind of like, whoa! I wonder if they realize what they just broke the law right there. Anyway. Why would she do this? And I thought about this. And the only thing I can figure out that she has succumbed, or she already has, what many other governors and senators and congressmen have is called hubris. Hubris. What is hubris? Hubris is the exaggerated pride or self-confidence that you can do nothing wrong. This Governor Spitzer, who was having an affair, took his security with him down to Maryland to meet with a prostitute. The governor that met with his flew down to Argentina or Brazil to meet with his girlfriend,
Mr. Wiener.
Congressman Wiener,
General Petraeus.
All of these, this just wasn't civilians that do this. But the problem is that once it happens, everybody should be treated the same. Petraeus was destroyed over this. And you know what, Hillary? This has to come out. And where does this leave the Democratic Party? We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti right after these messages and the news. It's 8 o'clock here on the 12th of August.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Wall Street is sharply lower in early morning trading after China moved to devalue its currency for the second straight day. As for what this means for the overall U.S. economy,
I don't think the move in the Chinese currency so far is enough to really affect the outlook for inflation or employment in the U.S. We've had good employment growth so far this year, mostly fueled by the domestic side of the U.S. economy. And inflation is low, but that's mostly because of low international oil prices.
Bill Adams from PNC Financial Services. Right now, the Dow down more than 250 points. A Washington Post reporter arrested while covering protests in Ferguson, Missouri last year, now facing charges of interfering with a police officer.
Frankly, this is an infringement on our First Amendment rights, our ability as journalists to cover what was clearly a news story.
Wesley Lowery has been ordered to appear in court in St. Louis later this month. The state of emergency could be lifted in Ferguson today after a night of peaceful demonstrations. An image posted online appears to show the Islamic State's affiliate in Egypt beheading a Croatian hostage who was kidnapped last month. A caption under the picture claims Tomislav Salopak was killed because of Croatia's role in the war against ISIS. Across Europe, officials are examining the details of Greece's latest bailout package. If Greece's parliament approves the deal, it could be considered by the Eurozone's 19 finance ministers on Friday. Also at SRNNews.com, Hillary Clinton's given in to pressure. She'll turn her private email server over to the Justice Department. Workers at the GlaxoSmithKline plant in Zebulon, North Carolina, have been told to stay away after officials discovered the bacteria that causes Legionnaire's disease. That plant makes Advair, along with other inhaled drugs. Tom Brady and Roger Goodell meeting in New York this hour, hoping to keep Brady's four-game suspension over Deflategate from going to court. This is SRN News.
On the movie that proclaims the power of the cross.
What does it mean to believe?
From the creators of God's Not Dead. 12 unique lives, 12 different stories. One path will bring them all together.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Do you believe? Academy Award winner Mira Sorvino, John Astin, Alexa Penavega, Ted McGinley, and Andrea Logan White. Do you believe? On DVD, Blu-ray, and digital HD. In stores now.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Jeb Bush says the U.S. may need to send more ground troops into Iraq to defeat Islamic State militants. But in the first major foreign policy speech of his campaign, the Republican presidential candidate stopped short of saying how many. He did blast Hillary Rodham Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State, saying the Democratic frontrunner and President Obama have allowed the militant group to gain a foothold in the Middle East. The Obama administration won't be inviting Cuban dissidents to Friday's flag-raising ceremonies at the U.S. Embassy in Havana. Secretary of State John Kerry will hold a private meeting with some of them. Another reported death of a tiger in India has activists complaining the government isn't doing enough to protect endangered predators. Conservationists say at least 41 tigers have died in the first 7 months of this year, almost all of them killed by poachers. On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 218 points. This is SRN News. Latest figures from the Department of Transportation show American flyers still fairly unhappy with their treatment by airlines.
Complaints involve such things as flight delays, mishandled baggage, overbooked flights, and poor customer service, among other things. In all, the department says it received 9,542 complaints about airlines between January and June of this year. That's compared to 7,935 complaints during the same period last year. In June of 2015 alone, the department says it received 2,052 airline complaints. That's an increase of more than 47% since June of last year. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
New York Jets quarterback Geno Smith is out 6 to 10 weeks with a broken jaw after he was sucker punched by teammate I.K. Enempali in a locker room fight. Enempali's been released by the Jets, but he later issued a written apology. From Washington, I'm Wally Hines.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning. It is the 12th of August. It's 6 after 8 here in the morning. Our phone lines are 605-4567. And we are streaming live to KCNR1460.com. Good morning out there, everybody. Good morning to Bad Bob and, of course, Linda. Linda, what's the weather going to be like here today?
Well, it's currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR, which is, of course, located down on Market Street. We have widespread haze today, areas of smoke. It will be sunny with temperatures around 93 today. Light and variable wind becoming south to 5 to 7 miles per hour in the afternoon tonight. Widespread haze, areas of smoke, mostly clear with lows of around 64 degrees. We have a south wind from 5 to 9 miles becoming light and variable in the evening. That is our forecast just for today. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. 365-3793.
That's right. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. John Bastiani and his beautiful wife started this business 6 years ago during one of the, you know, during this recession we're having, and has become a very much of a success. Locally owned, locally operated, and why is he successful? Customer service. That's right. He prides himself on having the types of guns that people want to buy. They have classes on concealed carry and hunter safety. They have all types of shooting accessories and, of course, ammo. He stays up all hours of the night making sure he has ammo that his customers want. Gunsmithing, everything you need to shoot with, all of this at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222, or even better, stop by 2539 Larkspur. Go in and see John. Say hello. All right, it's 7 after 8 here in the morning. It's 70 degrees here on the middle Wednesday of the month. And we have Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty. Second Wednesday of every month. Here comes the chief. Here come the chief. Here come the chief. Record Searchlight article. We had Carol Ferguson in here, managing editor of Record Searchlight, and we really love having them on once a month too. They come in, they talk about, you know, big stories that they do that, you know, they spend some time on, and this was one of them. Perception is that we have crime here on the streets of Reading. However, statistics are showing that you guys are out there, and you and the sheriff, and God knows who else is out there, and those crime stats are really dropping. They are not getting bigger.
Well, they're not dropping. They're staying about flat.
Okay.
So,
but they say a little bit less than they were.
Well, if you go crime per capita,
yes,
and you judge, you know, total crimes versus population, it's down from the 90s, according to computing statistics that way. The way I look at it is what's happened since I've been, you know, the chief. I mean, the first year that I came in when AB 109 was brought into play, we went up property crime about 29%. Then we dropped off by about...
Do you think they had anything to do with you coming on?
Maybe, yeah.
No, that was the same year. That was the same time as AB 109. And the last chief was running for Alaska.
Yeah, very unnerving when you're 41 years old, you become a chief and an at-will employee, and the crime stats go up 30%.
Hmm.
But then they went down about 12%, and they've stayed relatively flat since then. I mean, it's kind of seesawed back and forth between, You know, like burglary went up 1 year and motor vehicle theft went down, and then burglary went down, motor vehicle theft went up, and it's just kind of doing this seesaw between those two. But the perception of crime is not that it's even flat. The perception of crime is that it's up considerably. And, you know, when you look at that, you have to look at, you know, do we have an underreporting problem? Anecdotally, I think we do, because when I go talk to people, they say they've been a victim of a crime several times, but they don't report it because they don't want to wait. And we've talked about underreporting. We've talked about, you know, customer service from a police department that takes too long to get there, and that may have an effect on that. But you also compound that with, you know, social media and other things that weren't there in the 90s. You know, that people have a much truer picture of what's going on in their community because of the internet and because of Facebook, and you have Reading Crime Watch that sends out, you know, emails on a consistent basis of what's going on. So I think the visibility of crime is another factor, along with underreporting, that lead to the perception of what's going on.
Wade Riggs, friend of ours, at his house, somebody came in and opened up the door to his wife's truck, and they stole things out of it that belonged to their daughter. They had it on a camera, because this was like the second time, I think, that something like this had happened. So he put a camera out there because it's Wade Riggs, and
multimedia.
That's what he does for a living. Mm-hmm. That, and, you know, media buying all that stuff. Anyway, they get this guy's photo, or they get the whole thing, and they put it out on. You know, they reported it, of course, because they absolutely reported it. Then they put it out on social media.
Yep.
10,000 hits. 10,000 hits, and you all had him identified in like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I've actually met with Mr. Riggs and his wife and their
– Bobette.
You know, they do a lot of you know, video enhancement and other forensic type video stuff.
Do,
so they've actually, you know, after that experience, they've offered to, if we need video enhanced for the Reading Police Department, they'll do it at their expense and as a part of a, you know, volunteerism to their and public service to their community.
Well, that's the way Wade and Bobette are. That's great stuff.
It just like you know, Chad Russell. Chad Russell volunteers to do polygraphs for us when we need him to. The guy that owns the Chicken Shack. You know, we've got a lot of very good people in this community. He was a polygrapher for the Las Vegas Police Department.
Wow. Is this the Chicken Shack that's up here?
Uh-huh.
We need to interview him.
So, you know, Chad's
let me get this out of my mouth here. That Chicken Shack is up there on Placer, up there next to
You have
to
one on
Holiday.
Placer and you have one on Churn Creek.
Okay, yeah.
And so he assists us, you know, when we need it. And we have a lot of very good people.
I'm just ringing a bell for him.
Oh, okay.
And for Wade. Because these are guys, they're taking it.
Shocked the hell out of me there.
I've never rung it for you.
We're getting there. We're going from hump day to bell ringing. I don't know what's going on today.
It has a lot to do with each other. But no, when you drop the crime stats, the next time they drop, and I will ring that bell for you. But I'm trying to, you know, hey,
we're not
the record search light is trying to help
sale.
You with this.
No, and you know, and I thought their article gave a good description of all the different issues that go into, you know, what the perception or fear of crime. And we've talked about this before,
the actual crime versus fear
of crime in a community. And, you know, there's a lot of different factors. And I think the visibility of what's going on today leads to that. But I still believe that our crime statistics are underreported.
You know, I hear a lot of anecdotal things, like people have climbed somebody's fence, cut the locks off their bikes that were in the backyard, and stolen them.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, you heard of the one up in Medford that says that's not us, but it was, you know, off the McConnells. And they'd gone this trip for thousands of miles, came back, stopped in Medford, and somebody cut the locks off their bikes there. And I'm just probably positive that you get a lot of reports of these kind of things. But on the other hand, they're a stolen bicycle. And how many people will call knowing that probably by the time you get there that the only thing you can do is make a report.
Well, and we just the guys just got a door kick burglar the other day, and we've got him identified in about 6 different burglaries, which, you know, I jokingly say that if I catch them for 5, they've probably done 50. But we can have a huge impact on certain types of crimes if we get the right people and we keep them locked up. Because there's, you know, last year...
You've got a smaller percentage, and you've been saying this for
years.
Yeah,
67% of our arrests were only 1,100 repeat offenders.
Yeah.
So if we can get, you know, the right people in custody, you know, then you can have a huge impact on certain areas of crime.
300 people off the streets would drop crime.
Well, if you get the right 300 people,
well, that's what I mean. Those 300 people, and you know who they are, you put them away. If you just hold them, you put a you put a bail on them.
Yeah.
And you put them and hold them until they go to trial. We could. It's the only way this is going to work.
Well, let me
and
be clear too.
When are we going to hold our elected officials responsible on this about putting together a way to hold these people? You know what? Oh, we can't afford it. Well, what can we afford, Mr. Modi and Mr. Lees and Mr. Kehoe? What can we afford? Can we afford to have people still wandering the streets? And, you know, I mean, even though that we've started cleaning this stuff up, can we afford that?
Well, I think it's a twofold thing, too, because a lot of it, too, has to do with, you know, if you look at the transient population that my guys deal with on a daily basis, you know, a lot of those have mental illness problems, and we have nowhere to take them. So I think it's a combination of, you know, sufficient jail bed space with sufficient mental health capacity so that when we find people that may be committing crimes or maybe, you know, indigent or living a transient existence, we have some place to take them that's appropriate for them. Because the jail doesn't have the facilities to deal with a mental health
No,
you know,
the, and it's got to be a holistic approach.
Yeah, and neither do our hospitals. All we have is emergency rooms to take them to.
Okay. All right. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Plenty. I guess the question is, and I think people are even tired of asking it. We can arrest them, but we don't have a place to put them. So what's the plan? You know, and some of them are mentally ill.
The
hospitals end up having to hold them for like 3 days sometimes. That just takes up, you know, intensive care areas right there in the hospital.
Takes up emergency room beds.
And we keep churning it. And churning it doesn't work unless you're making butter. And we're not making butter here. We'll be right back after these messages. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460. 70 degrees out there, going up to 93 today.
On Saturday, September 12th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including face painting and reptile parties. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 12th at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street, Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from?
Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta.
Uncle Bob, where did I come from?
You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227.
Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Better health means better business. Adamson's Peak Performance now offers businesses a variety of services aimed at making your employees healthier, fitter, and more productive. Our corporate wellness services include corporate membership rates, group personal training, discount personal training rates, fitness lectures and motivational talks, as well as customized corporate wellness plans. To schedule a corporate wellness consultation with Eric or to learn more, call us at 221-8006 or visit AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com.
The sound of celebrations awaits you at Mosley Family Cellar Tasting Room. Local entrepreneurs Marty and Mimi Mosley choose only the best high-end grapes from California, brought to their winery for everything from the crush to the bottle, right here in Reading. Beautifully crafted wines which pair exceptionally with good friends and great food. Stop by the tasting room, 4712 Mountain Lakes Boulevard in the old KMS building, Thursdays through Sundays, 12 to 5-ish, where you come as guests and leave as family.
Beat the heat in the coolest place in town, Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play with us this summer and enjoy air-conditioned indoor fun. Cool off with art at Make and Take Tuesdays. Play along in our passport raffle at Aquatic Adventures and avoid a brain freeze in Mindbender Mansion. Learn all about Turtle Bay's resident animals at Walk on the Wild Side. When temperatures soar, come chill with us. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Wow. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott.
I love these guys.
I love the album art.
8:22 in the morning here. August the 12th, 70 degrees out there, going up to 93 today. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, come on down to View 202 this Sunday. It's the only restaurant on the river for every Sunday brunch, and Linda's singing with Bruce Kalin and Bernie Baker. And they just have a great sound down there. They sing from 11 to 1. The brunch goes from 11 to 2, of course, and has just a super menu. New menu down there with Eggs Benedict served in six different ways. Mimosas, mimosas.
Bottomless mimosas.
Yeah, they have bottomless ones.
Fantastic.
You're going to like it. Yeah.
Have dinner, have lunch. And also, by the way, which is really cool, I was thinking about it this morning as I was taking a shower. This just the things come into my mind under the water. I'm not sure. But too much information. But here's the interesting thing. In the month of August, on Sundays, any bottle of wine or champagne, half off.
There you go. Give them a call at 226-8439 for reservations because the outside is usually sold out. Now, you can always go inside, of course, and enjoy it and enjoy your brunch in there. And you can still hear the music because it's being piped in. View 202. All right. Now, the chief's not with us right now because the chief went outside because there was a guy on the street that was going through cars.
Who's the criminals are
Ron
stupid.
Ron Paletti came out the door, went down there, and he has now arrested this guy.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Let's go back from the very beginning.
Okay. We're in here. We're talking about crime. We're talking about, well, what's it going on? He said it hasn't gone. He said it hasn't gone down. The crime is still here. And we talk about things and perceptions. Well, as we go on the break, I look outside, and of course, we have a sister station here, KLXR. And they are looking outside, and what's going on? Some guy was beating on their window and then getting into Jimbo's car. The chief, who was, you know, hears this, goes outside. Which way did he go? Down the street. Well, the chief follows him down the street. Chief has now got him arrested outside out there because obviously it's more than just going through cars.
Handcuffs on call. I mean, you know, let's come on the air and we're going to put you to work. I mean, this guy, stupid criminals right out in front
that's what we have. We have criminals by, you know, by
and
definition.
Jimbo has
somewhere in there says stupid. Somewhere in there under criminal, it's like maybe not
Jimbo
the first
has
part.
A car that is convertible that he's been driving for years and years. And, you know, it's really funny because Jimbo is an on-air personality, is an institution in Reading. He's been on the air for, 30 years, 40 years? You've worked with him for years, too, Bob.
Longer than that. He's been a fixture here in this town and a beloved one. And everybody knows Jim's Mustang. So it's parked in front of the radio station, in front of like a 9-foot picture window that looks into the studio. And apparently the criminal did not stop to think that windows work in both directions because Jimbo's sitting there looking at the guy.
My goodness.
Okay, anyway. He's outside now sitting on the sidewalk, handcuffed with the chief of police. Here's the thing is this. We're talking about crime and the perception of crime. This guy comes down, bangs on a window, gets into somebody's car, and just walks off. That right there, I mean, he opens up things, and so he could have stolen things. But right there, right in front, broad daylight, 8:15 in the morning, and it just so happens that there was a policeman here. And it happened to be the police chief, who then took action, as he would, you know, any of the police around here would. Goes down, talks to the guy, immediately finds out there is something more to this than just walking by.
Oh, so he broke in to the car.
Well, he looked, the top was down, but he was still going through the stuff.
Mm.
And then, so when the chief talked to him, obviously there was more than just walking by, you know. So he put him under apprehension. I don't know if he's arrested, but he's apprehended right now.
He's being detained. Yes.
Okay. Now, here's some of the questions that when we come back for the chief was, has the chief talked to sociologists or criminologists about the changing pattern of crime in Reading? That's a good point. I'm sure he has. But this is a good question we'll ask him when he comes back in after we find out what happens. Ten years ago, there were fewer street people here. I saw a lot in Marysville and Orville. Orville is Butte County seat, so it was convenient to get welfare benefits at that point. So the bottom line here is this. If the crime, and we've talked about this, and we were going to address this, is violent crime, even though we've had two shootings here in the last week. I know that sounds violent.
Hmm.
But the violent crime where, you're walking down the street and you're going to get hit in the head is not here. All right? It's not here. It's not growing. It's the property crime. And we know that there's about 600 people that have done the majority of the crimes in this town. So the question is why haven't the elected officials in our city and county, and I throw this right at their feet, and we've been talking about this for years, why haven't they come up with a plan to lock people up? If you could take 200 of these people off the street, your crime stats would drop dramatically. Because they're not doing things, they're not hitting people in the head, but they are climbing over your fence and stealing your bicycles. They are going into your garage and stealing them. They are knocking the window in your car and reaching in and taking things. And you talk to anybody, and what does everybody say? The same thing. I'm afraid to leave a package in my car. You know what? I don't even like leaving my bikes out in the yard because, guess what? They get taken. There's something wrong here.
I told you my critter cam captured somebody shining a flash, and this was not from the road. I didn't tell you that yesterday. No. This was from, they had to come up the inside of my property from an adjacent parcel up into my yard, and they came up behind the camera, and obviously not knowing the camera was there, and were shining a light around my yard at 2:30.
You know what? Our guest today is Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty. He's not sitting here right with us right now because we were talking about crime and the perception of crime, and the Record Searchlight says, well, you know, crime's going down, or just, you know, it's kind of leveling. It's not going down a lot, but it's not growing up, but it's perception. I told Carol Ferguson, to me, perception is reality. If people think something, then it becomes true. And, and whether it's an innuendo or whatever, but they think because they see it and everybody they talk to. The chief is telling us, oh, yes, that's true, and there is crime. And then at that point, something occurred out in the street. The chief left. He's apprehended somebody. So we're not talking to him right now. So we're just kind of like, you know what? Only in community radio, only on KCNR 1460, only on Free Fire Radio can you be talking about crime. And the police chief walks outside and goes out and busts somebody during the show. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages here. But you know what? Let's talk about, real quick, our friends from Holiday Harbor. A great place for a staycation.
Staycation.
You know what? There's lots of water still in that lake.
And you were going to go fishing.
We're going to go fishing
in September. We're gonna get the boat. You know, you just went down the river with the fly shop, and you loved it. But now we're gonna do lake fishing. What a great way to go out with your family! You know, it's coming up.
Get a patio boat,
and you also have all the wonderful things you can do with the toy box. It's called, where you can do jet skis, paddle boards, kayaks, canoes, all the fun things that you can do. Where you don't have to go anywhere, folks. It can happen right here, and why not enjoy the beautiful Shasta Lake.
That's right. Give them a call at 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. We're going to get Kevin Kelly on here soon so we can talk about all the things that are going on out there. Right now, we're giving away two tickets. That's right, two tickets to Turtle Bay Exploration Park.
Right now, today,
right now,
this and very moment.
It's free. You can get in there. You can see it. They've got great exhibits going on. Get out of the heat. Get out of the smoke. But go on down there and just see how good. See the changes, all the great things that Turtle Bay is doing. Free tickets right now, 605-4567. We'll be right back after these messages.
Finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's hot and smoky, and yet they're on the job 24 hours around the clock, protecting our lives, our homes, and our property. From all of us on the China Fire and all the fires in the North State, a huge thank you for all you do. You saved our homes and patrolled our streets, keeping the looters at bay. Although we were without electricity, most of us returned to our homes standing safe, if a little singed. To our firefighters and our police force, thank you seems so trivial. We are sincerely indebted to you.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Hey, folks, if you're tuned in right now, and you better be turned on. It doesn't get any better than what's going to be coming down right now, the information that you're going to be hearing. But congratulations, Nikki. You just won the two Turtle Bay tickets, 1326 Market Street. Yeah.
You might want to wait 5 minutes until the police cars leave. But
well, wait a minute. Politi's washing his hands, but he's going to be back here in a second because, you know.
Tell us what happened. Okay. Now, this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends down at Cypress Square Barbershop, better-known business, frankly, the best barbershop that I've ever been to. The best that I've ever been to, right here in Reading, right here in River City, better-known business, man's last stronghold, the Cheers of Barbershops. I mean, I can't put it all together like that. Great haircuts, great prices, and you can't beat it. And discounts for seniors and veterans. All of this at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway. And I'm going down a little bit further to Classic Cafe, Millie and Kathy. You go in there, you get a hug when you walk in, you get great food. It's a mini museum on the wall there. They do so much for our community down at Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. All right. Our guest today is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, who...
We saw him in action, man. I'll tell you what, you get... You get alpha. You're like, wolf pack guy.
You're kind of like my son-in-law. I mean, you are, because my son-in-law is a U.S. Marshal. And Linda and I saw him go from 0 to 8 feet tall in like a microsecond. And when you all.
No.
He just called me short.
No. He just meant he became this presence that just. You
I'm 67 inches tall, not 0 inches tall.
No, he went. I meant 0 to 60, but he went. I mean, he went immediately, you know, it's in combat. You go immediately from, okay, I'm in vigilance here. All of a sudden you become, let's get this thing done. Here's what somebody said.
Let's get back
that
to the action.
That was the worst attempt at promoting your show ever.
No, this
you
was...
You sent a chief of police on some guy walking down the street. You know what?
No, seriously. What just tell
what,
give
what
us a
happened?
Detailed account from your...
Because we're talking about crime along here. Yeah.
From your perspective, what just happened?
Well, you know, fortunately, the gentleman from the other radio station didn't have anything, you know, for him to take when he left the top down on his car. So, you know, he was probably sticking his head in there looking around for something to take, and there was nothing to take. And so I just found him around the corner. He was compliant, and it was no big deal. Walking back over here, I have one of my guys running for warrants and stuff now. And, you know, I mean, if he didn't take anything, he didn't take anything. So, you know, he'll be released. But, you know, he's on probation, and he's got a little bit of – he's got some issues. But
beating
he's
on
compliant.
The window. He's beating on the window and all.
Yeah, he's compliant at this point, at least with me.
Okay. Well – all right. So
I can hear
you know,
your
voice.
You did have an adrenaline rush, though. No matter what you do, whenever you cuff somebody, you've got an adrenaline, right?
Not really. I mean, they kind of determined that. He was compliant. There's no reason to get fired up over that. He turned around, put handcuffs on, and I walked him back over here. So he's got nothing on him.
Well, he saw the eye of the killer there. I mean, you're just like what Carl was saying. I looked at your body. I saw your body language. I looked in your eyes and went, whoa.
Well, he's with my guy now, so... We'll see what happens.
Anyway, so, but here again, this is perception.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you what, and this is why it's so important. This guy came by. If there had been something in the car, he probably reached in. Because he was beating on the window. That's why he got everybody's attention. He's beating on the window of a radio station. Then he reaches over, and he's checking the cars, and he goes and looks inside this convertible. Then he walks on. Hey, this guy was just doing this. This is strange. This is what people see.
Uh-huh.
This is the perception. This is, he may not have taken anything, but this is the perception people have about crime.
Right. And that's what elevates that fear of crime.
Right.
And that's what damages the quality of life, because you're afraid to go do things. People should be free to go wherever they want and do what they want. And in general, in Reading, you know, as an individual, you're safe. We don't have a lot of random street crime. But your stuff, like I said, your stuff is in jeopardy, and there are those that are willing to steal.
There's a question here, and this, you know, it's kind of after a series of comments made here by one of our listeners. And it says, has the chief talked to sociologists or criminologists about the changing pattern of crime in Reading? I think Shasta College or Simpson faculty have members with expertise. In other words, is the face of who's doing this, the patterns of it, is, you know, is it different than 5 years ago, what's happening? And then do you then, at your point, with your experience and your people, do you aim them in a different direction or say, okay, you know what, we're not having this kind of crime, we're having this kind of crime, and we need to change our patterns too?
Well, yeah, and the biggest problem we have right now is we have no picture of what that really looks like other than raw numbers, because we don't have any crime analysis capability, and that's what we're trying to fix. And I've talked quite extensively about the antiquity that we call a computer system in the police department. We're actually closing. We should do vendor selections here probably within the next 3 weeks, and that will give us, you know, that updated computer system that will be implemented over the next 12 months or so that will give us better capability of even seeking that advice. Now, I can tell you that I'm on a working group right now with the California Police Chiefs Association to talk about, you know, mental illness and strategies to deal with the homeless population. And chiefs that I talk to throughout the state are dealing with the same issues. I just got, you know, off the conference call with the chief of Santa Monica, and Santa Monica is being inundated with, you know, this population that increases that fear of crime, whether justified or not. When I was in, you know, the military for a week, I got sent to Honolulu for a major hurricane disaster preparedness exercise. And I got the opportunity to have an hour and a half conversation with the deputy director of law enforcement for the state of Hawaii. And listening to him talk for an hour and a half about the criminal population and the criminal transient population was like listening to me at a town hall meeting. They're having the exact same issues in Hawaii that we're having in Redding. So, you know, I don't know that we're that unique in a lot of this stuff, but it is very shocking to a community that, you know, relatively had low crime for a lot of years. And we're doing everything that we can. I mean, it's not just the criminal transient population or the property crime. You know, we did a four-hour sting downtown. We got two prostitutes and a pimp out of Seattle. You know, we just, you know, had several other issues that arose out of, you know, prostitution and problems in these downtown hotels. So there's a lot of issues that the police department needs to be able to address that right now, I'm sorry to say, we're still chasing calls for service.
Well, and we got into things, too, is you've got to be proactive. And the only way you can be proactive is to, one, have the number of people, two, have the things in place. And you just talked about the computer. Now, what people don't realize is that in the military, unless you've been in the military and you've been able to do this, is that we have combat information centers or tactical information centers or combat intel centers. And what happens is all the information comes flowing in. At the same time, it's flowing into the analyst who look at it and see, okay, this means this. This gives us an idea of what's happening here. This information is put together, and then it is put out to the commanders so they can make decisions. We don't have that capability, do we?
No, we don't. And to answer her question, I'd love to have – and that's part of what the, you know, the consultants for the Blueprint for Public Safety are. They're a third-party, you know, analyst group that is doing data analysis and assessment of the police department. And I've asked them to – you know, tell me what efficiencies we can create within the department, you know, with existing resources. Tell me and tell this community what you believe that the staffing level of the Redding Police Department should be so that the community can make decisions and help us find a way forward to get to that point. So that is being put together, should be done in the next 4 to 6 weeks. And that will be a big help. But to answer her question directly is, yeah, you know, I would love to go, you know, talk with sociologists and other things and get, you know, their perspective on what's going on. Because the more information and more analysis that you can get, the better you are. The problem is I don't have the data to give them for them to,
yeah,
to,
well,
analyze.
But here's what I really believe could happen. I know that Simpson is making a big point of reaching out to the community. They're getting ready to kick off again this year. I know that Shasta College, I think it would be interesting. I'm on the board over there for Simpson. And I'm wondering if it would be a good idea to give this as a project for some of their people that are working in the statistics part of, you know, of the university and say, well, you know, here's the kind of information to look at. And but going back to the information center, those are not hard to set up. They are hard, though. I mean, you can set it up. That's not a problem. The difficulty comes in getting the people that can do the analytical work that you have on the staff that understand, you know, what's happening, so they can then pass that information out to you. And at the same time, it goes out to, you disseminate it to every policeman out there.
Absolutely.
That, every officer out there, whether, and here's the big part. It doesn't, not necessarily just Redding. It also goes to the sheriff and maybe the fire, the next county up, the highway patrol.
Well,
that, these people get it.
That computer system that I'm talking about isn't just mine. It's mine, the sheriff's, and the chief of Anderson.
Right.
So
Anderson.
It's all three agencies that are crippled with an old computer system.
But once you get tied in, it should go to everybody.
And
right.
But criminal justice in California has been doing a big push for data sharing and sharing information across jurisdictions. We can't even tie into that project when it starts with our aged computer system. So we're going to fix all that here in the very short future. We have the funding, and we have the RFP that's closed, and we'll do a vendor selection here shortly. So that will be a huge help to us. Because what I always tell my intel officer in the Army is, don't give me data. Give me the so what. Do your interpretation of the data and tell me how that affects my mission. And that's what we don't have the ability to do here. Now, we did just hire a new – remember, our crime analyst is part-time. And the one, Stacy, that we had for several years decided to become a mother and stay at home, and congratulations to her.
So, okay, all right. So she had some downtime.
You know,
actually, she can still work at home.
Actually, the guy that we hired was a volunteer at the police department who was working on the when you click that button that says report a transient camp, he was the guy that would answer those emails and create the maps for me and Bob Brandon and tell us where the transient camps were. Well, he applied and he got the job. So we're going to send him to some schooling as well to improve his. He's a very good, as Stacy called him, propeller head computer guy. But now we're going to give him some background in a little bit more crime analysis and criminology-based statistical analysis. And that coupled with the new computer system, I think will really help. I think Mike will be able to do a really good job for us in giving me that so what. Here's the next guy we need to watch. Here's the next crime trend. But we don't have real-time crime trend information either. So, you know, like I've said at a couple town hall meetings in Stockton, when I was there, I could walk into the Crime Information Center and give me a breakdown of burglaries in North Stockton for the last 30 days. And in 5 minutes, I walked out with a heat map, a bit map, a day of week, time of day, modus operandi, recent parolees with a burglary background. I had it all. And I could give that to the officers and say, hey, I want you to focus on this area. I want you to go check on these guys, see what their parole status is, see what they're doing at night, do compliance checks on these guys. And, you know, I mean, we solved a huge burglary trend down there, but daytime burglaries, and we did it with a truancy sweep.
Well, here's the
because
thing.
It was kids that were truants. Yeah, so, I mean, you can find a lot of different solutions when you have the information to be able to compile it and make the plan.
Absolutely. If you don't have the people, you let the technology pick up the slack. So it gives you the focus, being able to focus on areas you can put your people into, backgrounds, and will also tell you things like you just said. Oh, guess what? We had all these burglaries right in here. Oh my gosh, it's close to the schools, and we hear the truants, and but these are things just logically you would think about if you had the time and the people to do that.
The time and the you got to have the picture and the resources.
There you go.
We don't have the picture. We don't have the resources.
All right, got to take a break. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Bloody, and we got our money's worth today during the show when he left the show and arrested somebody outside. You know what? It wasn't shameful. It wasn't a shameful attempt at promoting the show, but though it kind of works.
And you also treated this individual with dignity.
It wasn't like you. You were talking to the guy. You were sitting down. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 14 minutes till 9 o'clock. It is now 75 degrees out there today, going up to 93 on August the 12th here, a Wednesday. We'll be right back.
This is Jonathan Anderson, Director of the Good News Rescue Mission. In response to the concerns of our community caused by the recent recession, changes in our state law, prolonged drug problems, and an increase in mental health issues, the mission has examined its policies and practices in order to take a proactive approach. We have developed great incentive programs to help keep people off the streets and to help them break the cycle of poverty. However, we have also implemented strict policies to deter those who are criminally active and bent on destruction in our community. Any guests who are caught loitering, stealing, or panhandling will have an alert placed on their electronic account and will be denied services until they speak with a case management team to address their negative behaviors. Last year, with these efforts, we helped 250 people break their cycle of poverty and are no longer on the streets of Shasta County. To help break the cycle of poverty in our community, please visit us at gnrm.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Reading Electric utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. With Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, my friends. 10 minutes till 9, and guess what? Another one bites the dust. 75 degrees out there, going up to 93 today. Smoky, hazy the whole week. It's going to get up into the hundreds later on this week. So enjoy 93 today. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran-owned business, discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This last segment of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Clean out your filters because you've got so much smoke in them. It's going to be like after a couple of weeks of this, it's like 6 months of regular air going through the filters.
We've all been smoking for years.
And so this is a time to have Alliance Heat in there. Come out and fix your cooling system. Get those repairs done. Get those filters cleaned. This is what they do. They can repair or fix or maintain any type of cooling systems. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org, another better-known business right here in town, locally owned, locally operated, and they just do outstanding work. Have been in the business for over 20 years. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Rob Pelletti, and if you're just tuning in, you missed the chief avoiding these hard questions and running out and arresting somebody. No. Okay. During the show, some things happened outside. The chief left. And we were talking about the perception of crime in the town.
Ironic, isn't it?
It was kind of ironic. And I'm going to, of course, while we were doing this, Carol Ferguson from Record Searchlight says, you know, which was a good article, but, you know, really crime's down. I just emailed her and said, Chief was on the show, just left and arrested somebody out in front. Perception is reality.
And that, unfortunately, it really is for people, and that's the part that we can't lose sight of. And it's easy to look, like I said, it's simple data numbers, but we have to keep in mind that it is a perception of what's taking place that really affects people's quality of life. The numbers are simple numbers of what was reported to the police department. I don't believe that it's a true picture of all the crimes that are taking place in our community.
Now, the big report's coming out here soon.
The Blueprint for Public Safety.
For Public Safety. Nobody's seen this yet. I guess you all have seen it, like an early reading something.
Well, they do it in stages. So, you know, the first part of it was coming in and doing a lot of interviews with the police department itself and finding out what is the inner workings of the police department. How are things? How is work detail? Because I've asked them to help us analyze how we're working right now to find efficiencies and what we're doing with our current staffing level and everything else. They did a survey of the police officers. So they put together what's called the profile of the department. So we went through that and corrected, you know, little things where they had, you know, this duty was with the wrong person and, you know, this person's actually in this division, not that division. So it gives you the profile of how the department sits today. The second document is an assessment of the department and what they found through their research of data analysis and other things on where the department can improve and where the major weaknesses in the department are. And quite frankly, you know, like I told council the other night, they're talking about staffing level. They're talking about our computer system, a little bit of case management stuff in investigations. And then there's a very detailed data breakdown of their analysis of calls for service. And, you know, that shows really, you know, kind of what I've been saying, the data backed up the fact that, you know, our officers don't have the proactive time that's required to tackle a lot of these problems. They're going call to call and chasing calls for service. And typically in a police department, you see calls for service through the day look kind of like, I'm going to use the hump day, analogy, but that hump or that bell curve is shifted more towards the evening hours when people get off work. So starting in the morning, there's a gradual incline of calls for service peaking in the afternoon, then falling back off till after about 10 o'clock. Well, if you look at the Reading Police Department, at about 6 a.m., those calls do an abrupt jump, stay steady all day, and then don't drop off till about 10 o'clock at night. So, that kind of helps them and go through and develop what should a good staffing model.
What should their shifts look like?
Yeah, the challenge is, and what I've talked to them about is, we have 60 square miles to cover. I talked to the chief in Santa Monica, and they're talking on that conference call I had the other day where they've got this MET team, the mental health evaluation team that goes out with a mental health worker and a police officer. And they've got, a task force that deals with outreach to the transients and a task force that does enforcement to the transients. And I'm thinking, where's this guy get all these people? Well, the city of Santa Monica is 90,000 people, obviously a lot higher tourist attraction than Redding would be.
Sure.
But he's got over 200 officers.
They've got a higher tax base and all that. Yeah. They can afford that, right?
But their city's 8.4 square miles. We can't really shift people around in our shifts too much because there's only three bridges that go across the river. And so, we've got response time issues that we have to keep, a certain number of people on both sides of the river to respond to emergency calls take place.
By the way, I floated the river on Saturday, and I've heard all these things about the people alongside the river and all these terrible things that are happening. And frankly, at least on that one day, from 8 in the morning till 2:30 in the afternoon, I only saw one group, and I didn't even see them. I heard them in a couple packs out there, but I did not see groups of people out there. I didn't see a bunch of trash along the banks, as other people reported, because I know that there's been cases out there where it's just they're lining both sides.
Well,
told, though, by somebody is that not just the police, but I also saw the sheriff out there, the boat, and I also saw Game and Fish. So I've been hearing that they've been pushing people.
We have, and the sheriff and our guys took a float down the river the other day, and none of the transient encampments that we saw we didn't already know about, that we can't reach from from land without having to go clean things up with a boat. So that was a big positive for us. So they've been tagging and working along the river quite a bit. Mike Thomas and Gary.
That's a huge. People don't realize how much money comes to this town from fishing the Sac.
I'm told about 30,000 people a year come to fish.
30,000 people a year.
And that's a lot of money.
They spend a lot of money to come here for a week.
Hotels,
and fish all along down here.
Restaurants.
And they don't need to see people fornicating, urinating into the street while they're going and talking to them and yelling at them as they're coming by. Because I tell you what, those people can, with that kind of money, this way they spend their money from their vacation, they're going to go someplace else. They're going to go up to Medford. They're going to go someplace else where there's another river they can fish.
Another law enforcement official in town, her husband's a fishing guide. And we had a meeting together, and she caught me afterwards, and she said, I don't normally go out and float down the river with my husband, because I don't think she's that into fishing. But and she said, but I went out with him on Saturday, and they were screaming at us as we're floating down the river.
Now, how
fishing.
Long ago was this?
A couple weeks.
Wow. See, here's the difference.
Yeah.
In two
so
weeks, because we saw nothing like that on a Saturday.
Yeah. And so, we've been hitting the rivers quite a bit. I know that there's a problem, as we've done some changes, obviously, with Mayor Bassetti's initiative with Tiger Field. And the police department relocating right by South City Park.
Well, I tell you something else. You all have taken that on. They're pushing people out of there too.
We've been hitting Library Park quite readily, and now we've got an issue in the Promenade. So it's that population is just going to
keep
moving them around. And it's sad when they go to a place that damages businesses like they are now, and it's sad when they go to a park where our normal citizens can't enjoy.
Have we come to the place yet, Chief? Where we should be looking at putting a 100-room facility up
for
homeless to get them someplace.
Well, I think when you look at what Kristen Schrader is doing, and you look at the kind of conceptual thing that you and I talked about last time about the Jonathan Anderson, I've come to this coordination strategy thing. I think that's going to help our homeless population, and transitional housing would be a huge benefit to their efforts to get the homeless population housed.
Right.
I think that I don't know that it's going to have that big of a difference with the criminal transient population that we deal with, because it's a different population.
Even if we provided, take one of these hotels you have all these problems with, you just put 100, you put 100, 200 in there. Part of it, they clean up, they do all types of stuff for the city. That's not going to help with the guys and girls that just want to live this lifestyle and are criminals.
Well, like the guy stopped out front. He's staying at the mission, but he's not involving himself in their drug treatment and their other programs to solve the condition of homelessness. So, you know, that's a name that I'm going to give to Jonathan and say, hey, look, here's what happened today, and you need to have a chat with this guy and see if you can get him better involved.
And one of the things they do is they will kick them out, or they'll try to get him into the program. If they don't want to, that's it, guy. We don't have enough room
for
you.
It's not baseball. You get one strike with the Good News Rescue Mission now.
All right. Great. Hey,
wonderful.
Rob,
thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, and thanks for everything you do, and all for all your people out there. It's not easy. That you guys are out there doing a job for us that people complain, but they don't really understand a lot of times what it's like. So,
Appreciate that. Thank you so much
for what you're doing for us.
You bet.
Out there. Hey, tomorrow Trish Clark comes in with me, and who knows what that's going to lead to. Trish Clark, we all know it. Trish gets started.
Love Trish.
Yes, we love her. Everybody have a great day today. It's going to be up to 90s. It's going to be smoky out there. Be
currently
careful.
75 degrees.
That's right. Remember, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Hillary Clinton is giving in to demands that she surrender the private email server she used while Secretary of State. She's handing it over to the Justice Department. American University's Leonard Steinhorn says controversy isn't helping Clinton's presidential aspirations.
This whole email issue has been a drip, drip, drip of bad news for Hillary Clinton and her campaign.
And now it appears that she is trying to defuse the controversy, but Republicans are accusing her of mishandling classified information. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is there, so is NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. They're at a Manhattan courthouse today for a hearing in their ongoing dispute over underinflated footballs. Wall Street is seeing red again today as China devalues its currency again.
For the U.S., I think it maybe raises the question of, are we going back to the currency wars that we had 10, 15 years ago?